Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, daydreaming. You know, as time goes on, we remember things as we remember them, not actually as they were. Our mind has a way of just seeing things in the perspective that we have at the current time. But if you remember back and you go way back to your school days, maybe it was even elementary school, that there was always the student, the kid in the class, that was always being told, Billy, stop daydreaming. Pay attention. Well, you know, I would almost bet if we would look at that person today and see how successful they were, we would probably find out that the child that was daydreaming in class is probably one of the most successful people today. I mean, daydreaming is not really daydreaming. It's looking out into the future. You know, even if we talk about Einstein, everyone is familiar with E equals MC squared. Most people don't know what that equation means, but they've heard it before. And they're not physicists, so they don't really understand how important it was. But how did that come about? That came about because Einstein was picturing himself riding on a beam of light. What would happen if I rode on a beam of light? What would that mean? And a lot of his theories, there was no supercomputers. There were no satellites to test out his theories. He just daydreamed. And because he daydreamed, he was considered to be a failure early in life. But it is daydreaming that really created a whole new branch of science. So what about business people? CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to daydream. You know, we're so busy during the day. We're doing tasks. We're doing stuff. We're solving problems. We're looking at financials, my goodness. We're trying to get the workout. We don't take time just to stare off into space and say, what if? How do I see my business? How do I see the future? What can I do to make it better? How do I want to improve my business? How do I want to change things so they're better for my employees and they're better for me? How do I make it better for my customers? How can I improve my relations with not only the people I work with, but the people I sell to and the world, and who am I and what do I want out of life, and do I want to expand the business? Do I want to create more profits? Am I satisfied where I am? And where am I going to take the next vacation? There are so many things to daydream about, but you're not really daydreaming. What you're doing is planning the future. What you're doing is looking past today. You're looking over the horizon. You're seeing what you should do. And the more active your mind is, the more you can create, the more daydreaming that you can do, the more successful your business will be. So many of us have gone to see the movie Star Wars. I have yet to get there, but I will. And they've been just amazed at the special effects. And Star Wars has created a whole new interest in space. And then, of course, there's Star Trek. You can't compare the two. They're very different, and they're both great. And there'll be arguments about which is greater, Star Trek or Star Wars. Well, they're different. You know, they're both great. But the point is, J.J. Abrams, when he went to do this movie, he had to daydream. He had to think about things that just weren't. And he created this spectacle. And, of course, many people have done that in the movies in the past. There are many movies that are just absolutely phenomenal. And there are others that aren't. They just are terrible because the director, the writers, really didn't have the vision. There are many businesses that are successful. There are many that are not. But the ones that are, the business owners, surround themselves with great people. They see the vision. They daydream. They understand what they want to accomplish. They're creating new ideas. They're creating things out of nothing because they're sitting and just staring into space. So if you're sitting in your office and you're staring into space for a few minutes every single day, and you're just asking yourself, what if? Well, you're going to find that the what if will bring you the answers that you want to grow your business and to prosper. This is Howard LeWinter, and I wish good daydreaming to you today. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.